Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV. We are at the 5v5 presser. This is pre-presser. We don't know what's going on. You might do. Kate Abdo, no?
I've got no idea what's going on. I'm just here to support.
So you don't know what any of the fights are?
I may know one of the fights, yeah.
One of them. Okay, I think we can do the maths. By the time this goes out, this will all be out in the open anyway.
I don't know what that fight is.
I know why you're here.
Rumoured.
Of course.
Okay.
But the rest of the fights, we're not sure. We are sure, but by the time this goes out, it all makes sense. How are you, first of all?
I'm good, thank you, mate. I'm very good, yeah.
Exciting. We've got Beterbiev and Bivol, and then the 5v5, which is due to be announced. So this is a big card on June the 1st in Saudi.
I know. I'm honestly gutted it's on June 1st. Champions League final, same night. So I would have loved to have hosted it, number one. So I would have been there had it not been Champions League final, but I can't now. But yeah. Huge card, and I'm very excited. I love the whole 5v5 idea. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm not sure Arsenal are getting past Bayern Munich, let alone making June the 1st, so...
2-2? Could happen. No confidence.
After yesterday, which was, mark my language, fucking horrendous against Aston Villa, it's so bad.
So you don't think you're winning the title and you don't think you're winning the Champions
League? I think Liverpool and Arsenal slipped up majorly yesterday. I don't see Man City dropping, not even having a draw.
You think City win both?
I think City will beat Real Madrid. I think City win the Champions League. And right now,
sickening.
Massively sickening.
Same page, yeah.
How are you anyway?
I'm good, thank you. I flew into the UK about a week ago, did Champions League last week, went to Manchester, went and visited my mum, came back for Champions League this week, then go out to New York for the Ryan Garcia-Devin Haney fight. I'm hosting that.
So all action for the next 2 months yourself?
All action all the time, until the football season stops, then I get to chill a little bit. Yeah.
I kind of wanted to stop now, but I don't want it to stop just in case. Like, we're only 2 points behind, but I'm just... Yesterday was like a...
To be fair, I wanted Arsenal to do it. As a United fan, that sounds weird, right? But we're nowhere near. So rather than City, I would have liked to have seen like the Arsenal journey under Arteta. I would have been happy for you.
What does Thierry Henry think about yesterday's result? Do you know? Have you spoken to him?
I haven't spoken to Thierry. I have spoken to him, but I've not spoken to him about that result.
It's interesting what everyone thinks, because like some people like we can still do it. Other people think that, but we'll see what happens. There's still 6 games to go for everyone, so we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you may have slipped up too.
We have slipped up.
Yeah, I think so.
I do want to ask you about something which is kind of, yeah, sort of related to boxing as well.
Uh-huh.
And not. Your little moment, first of all.
It
wasn't your moment, obviously. The moment you had on television with Jamie Carragher. Can you just kind of give us a little bit of context about that situation?
I don't think there was much context to give it. It came, you know, what Jamie said came from nowhere. I think it was just a quick line. It was meant to be funny. Sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. That one went a little bit sideways. I felt a little bit hurt, but it is what it is. You move on. We talked about it. We're all good. Nothing really to talk about.
Now, the second part to this is obviously Malik Scott, who we know very well. I've known personally for 10 years, etc. rightly so, took offence to this comment, which if anyone was in Malik's position, they would have done. But how is that situation now? We've seen some of the comments that Malik's made about that. It's not realistic for him and Jamie Carragher to have a fight, because I think we all know how that pans out.
Malik doesn't want to fight Jamie. Malik does not want to fight Jamie. Malik and Jamie are cool. I think... listen, I understand why Malik said what he said, but I think also if you read the full extent of what he said, he was super respectful. He just said, you know, that like anybody would say, if anything was said in the future that crossed the line, I'd want to have a conversation man to man. I think that's a normal thing. I think the headlines about I'll turn up in physical fashion, that was maybe a little overstated. But Malik is, do you know what? Malik is so secure as a person. You know him. Nothing rattles him. And if things were switched around the other way, I'm not secure enough for that. I would have been nervous. I would have been in my head. Malik's not that guy. He's very comfortable with who he is. He's very comfortable in the relationship. I don't think anything stresses him out.
Yeah, I didn't think that situation would kind of... what's the word? I can see why it would aggravate him, but I don't think he's like kind of... Yeah, in terms of being insecure or anything, I don't see why, because he's kind of super secure with himself, shall we say.
Yes, he is. Like I said, if it was the other way around, I'd be in my head. Is something happening? Is something going on? What don't I know? It would have messed with me, but it doesn't mess with him. He's just very... That's what makes him such a great person to be in a relationship with. Because, you know, life's not easy, right? Modern life, I travel all the time. He's traveling. You're away from each other. It's not easy in a couple. And then something like that happens. It can be so insignificant, but you can take stuff like that to heart. And he's just so easygoing and so sure of himself that he doesn't. And that's a blessing to me.
Well, I've asked you about it, but it is in the past now. Everyone's kind of moved away from that situation. Yeah. I'm sure you do as well. But one last question. Fury Usyk on May the 18th. Mm.
Don't ask me who.
Come on, Abdo.
No.
Come on.
I'm hosting it. I can't say who. Neutrality.
Great fight, though. For Undisputed, we've waited for it for a long time.
Brilliant.
We had the postponement back in February, obviously, yeah. But we know it's going to happen May 18th.
I know. I'm very excited for it. I don't even think I do have a pick in it. I think it's just too hard to pick. I keep going. I go one way and then I go another way, and I can't decide where I'm at with it. I think after the Ngannou fight, a lot of people thought, "Ooh, this maybe gives Usyk more of a chance because what kind of shape is Tyson Fury in?" But it's Tyson Fury. He's a killer. So I don't know. No prediction. Sorry. What's your prediction?
I'm going Fury. I've said it. So yeah, I'm going Fury. No. Actually, his manager's right there.
Decision, knockout.
His manager's right there, Igor Klimas. But still going Fury. Points win for Fury, that's what I'm going for.
Okay. All right, you going to be there?
Absolutely. So we have lost you to football, yes?
No, you're not lost me. I'm hosting that fight. I'm hosting the Devin
fight. Kind of have, haven't we? You're more known for football now than boxing, aren't you?
Well, somebody would need to give me a bigger job in boxing, wouldn't they? If anybody...
I'd sit next to Thierry Henry all day, to be fair. Yeah, I would sit next to Thierry Henry all day. Okay, Hebdo, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Have you got anything else you'd like to say?
No, sir. No, nothing else to add. Nice to see you, though.
Much appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Sports Social Podcast Network.